وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human traits, things that makes a human being human, and obviously we're looking at the negative ones because these are the things that we're trying to avoid, so inshallah we don't fall in this trap. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned much more about the human and what makes him human and how the human being can destroy and destruct, bring themselves to self-destruct if they don't learn to control these traits. And always, me and you, first and foremost, we have to begin by learning what these traits are. Otherwise, we can put ourselves in a lot of trouble. So we mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about bukhl, talks about hirs, talks about understanding and not understanding and this and that. All of this we've spoken about many, many more. Now, when it comes to us as a human being, sometimes we don't uphold the position that's given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that itself is a big problem. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created man, He created him to be His khalifa on earth, to be His leader on earth. And it's not a one-man job, mind you. So when we say khalifa, it's not just for one specific person. Yes, there are specific khulafa. There are specific rulers that Allah has appointed. But each one of us is a khalifa of Allah. Khalifa means I have a role to play. I have something to do. And if I fail at it, then I have failed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even He went through the hassle and the problem of وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعَلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. When your Lord said to the angels, I'm creating angels, I'm creating human beings on earth. Khalifa, my vicegerent, my guardian on earth. The malaika obviously didn't like the concept. Straight away they rejected. قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْمَكُ الدِّمَاءِ. Do you want to put someone on earth that just sheds blood? وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُكَ. Why we sit here glorifying you? Why don't you just choose one of us? So they wanted to be the khulafa of Allah on earth. So the hadith from Imam Sadiq salamullah alayhi, where he explains this verse, he says, the malaika, they said, Ya Rab, إِن كُنْتَ لَا بُدَّ جَعَلًا فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفًا فَجَعَلْ مِنَّا. If you insisting on making a vicegerent or a guardian on earth, then make him from amongst us. مِمَّنْ يَعْمَلُ فِي خَلْقِكَ بِطَاعَتِكَ. That's the key. They said, if it is one of us in charge of the human beings, we will make sure that the people will not harm anyone else except the young ones, even the ones who are young. Inni, Allah said to them, a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. At the end of the day, I know that which you do not know. You think that you, if Allah says, if you think that if I place you on earth, you're going to do, you know, good and create good. But even if I have to bring it down to earth, I have to bring it down as a human. I can't bring it as an angel because that wouldn't work. Allah says even if we have to send an angel to them, we have to make them human so they can relate to. If he's a different species to me, he's not going to have the same problems as me. So he can't be a hujja on me. But if the malaika themselves, they come down and take human form, they'll be tempted as much as me and you will. Now, let's take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. Now, so we were saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me a new khalifa on earth. So we need to play the position of a khalifa, the position of a leader on earth. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, and he's quoting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Ibn Adam, ana al-hayy alladhi la amut, fa'ata'ni aj'aluka hayyan la tamut, wa ana ala kulli shay'in qadir. O son of man, I am the one who is living that will never die. And you are, obviously, the one that dies. Allah says, فَجْعَلْ أَطَعْنِي, worship me, be obedient to me, and I will make you forever alive, and you will never die. And obviously, Allah is talking about the fact that those who are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are with Him, they are constantly with Him. If they are with Him, then they are constantly alive. So He's saying, remember me, and I will make sure that I will do whatever I can to make you alive. So as a Khalifa on earth, your number one priority is worship and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also another hadith, which is from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along the same lines, he says, أَجْعَلُكَ حَيًّا لَا تَمُوتْ أَنَا غَنِي لَا أَفْتَقَرْ, for I am in power, I have wealth, I never go poor. أَجْعَلُكَ غَنِيًّا لَا تَفْتَقَرْ, I will also make you a person who is rich that will never become poor. أَنَا مَهْمَا أَشَاءُ يَكُنْ, I, wherever I want, it will be. And I will also give you whatever you need. So as Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your first priority is to follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the things that He wants from you, which is obedience. And once you become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have to assume your responsibilities and duties towards Allah. So for example, when a person gets married, for example, he's in charge of his wife and his family and his children. When the wife has kids, she's in charge of the house and her children. A teacher is in charge of his students, and so on and so forth. So each one of us, we have a responsibility to play. We have a role to play in this earth. But sometimes what we seem to be doing is we are neglecting that. Instead of me taking charge and trying to fix things and trying to create a better world for myself and for my children or what have you, we're actually just sitting at home, entertaining ourselves, not caring about anybody. We just only care about ourselves. So we are failing at the إِنِّي جَاعَلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً, that I'm making a vicegerent or making a guardian on earth. So as a believing man and woman, in order for us to become good human beings and help other human beings, is that first and foremost, we need to take that responsibility. Because if I don't take that responsibility, I will only care about myself. And caring about myself means that I, in a way or another, will violate the rights of other people, with either intentionally knowing or either unintentionally, which is even worse. So in either case, we have to be extremely careful. Inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.